Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is February 7th, and that is National Girls and Women in Sports Day. And Ferrari, we thank you for your time. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're good. And, you know, we're really excited to, you know, promote this day. Maybe it would be wonderful if someday we didn't even need a day. And the reason I say that is because hopefully women continue to be more and more accepted in sports and playing sports and continue to be more successful playing sports. And, you know, that we don't even need to celebrate it on a day. We can just celebrate it all the time.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more with that. Absolutely.
All right. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do for the Jackie Robinson Family YMCA.
So, yeah, my name is Ferrari Funches. I am the sports director at the Jackie Robinson Family YMCA, where I provide youth programming in sports. So here at Jackie Robinson, we provide a variety of sports from leagues for basketball and soccer to sports clinics and basketball, soccer, baseball, softball, lacrosse, rugby. You know, we're offering a lot of sports to get our youth involved.
And I mean, look, this is something that is something that you love to do. And, you know, it's a passion. How much of a passion is this for young people, you know, to have somebody kind of leading them into this? And how important is it to make sure that they know there are options for them that are, you know, worthwhile and going to help them in all parts of their life?
Yeah, it's very crucial. As a woman myself, as an African-American woman myself, it's important for me to lead youth into sports and guide them into their lives and how sports is going to help them along in their lives. You know, for sports, especially for girls, we're breaking gender equalities, we're breaking boundaries and stereotypes and encouraging inclusivity. So it's important for me to have that passion and so that other young girls who are coming into sports, they see me as a guide, as something that they can inspire to be and continue on their journey in sports.
Ferrari Funches joins us here, sports director at the Jackie Robinson Family YMCA. You know, we're living in an age of digital currency, and what I mean by that is social media is well active in a lot of the young folks out there today. Do you find it difficult to get kids to interact these days with the whole digital distraction?
It can be. What I find is me encouraging the parents to bring their children into our facility to see our programs and to see that the Jackie Robinson YMCA is a safe place and a place where they can feel belong. They feel like they can belong. And then once they see our programs and they're welcomed, you know, our programs by my staff and myself, they feel so much more at ease and all of that digital, you know, gets set aside for that hour or two while they're in our programs.
Ferrari, we long ago now is gone. I mean, the day of wow, you know. I mean, there's the kids are picking them in the schoolyard, and somebody picks a girl to play on their team, and somebody shoots a look over, like, "What? Are you kidding?" But that's long gone. thankfully, we've moved past that. Girls and boys, they can play together. They can, you know, succeed working with one another. That's fantastic. How much further do we still need to go in terms of accepting young ladies in sports?
We're just getting started. We are just getting started, and we've got a long ways to go. As was said earlier on, we need to get to the day where we're not just celebrating National Girls and Women's Day. It's already, we're being celebrated every day, and the work is there. So we still have a long journey to go.
All right, it sounds like you guys are starting a new program. It's called the San Diego Padres Rookie League. What is the background behind it? Who is it for? And I'm sure for most parents, the next question is going to be, what is the cost?
Yes. So the Padre Rookie League is formerly known as the RBI program, which was reviving baseball in inner cities. So it's an initiative to get youth into baseball and softball, into the program that normally wouldn't think of baseball as a core sport that they would do, or softball. So we start this partnership with the Padre in June. It goes through August. It is a free program in partnership with the Padres. The Padres are a wonderful partner. They provide their jerseys, their hats, and their gloves, so it eliminates the cost from the parents and the families, and they can come in and just enjoy the game and have that cost pressure off of their shoulders.
What's the percentage like in terms of kids in, you know, the inner cities and in your neighborhoods that are coming to you now, as opposed to you having to go out and bring them in? I mean, how has that increased over time? Because I imagine it used to be almost not, I don't want to say pulling teeth to get kids into these programs before they realize the benefits. I'd imagine some kind of want to get involved just on their own.
Yeah, absolutely. I think coming out of the pandemic, I think more youth are looking to get involved in sports. I think, you know, coming from, you know, their schools and seeing their friends play sports. So we've had a plethora of kids that come in without us having to really reach out. So that's been a fantastic growth for our programs.
And the Jackie Robinson YMCA is the largest YMCA in the nation. For those who don't know, it's located on 45th Street, near downtown San Diego. And just talk about some of the goals that you have for the YMCA as you continue to move forward, incorporating more young people in your programs.
Yeah, so one of my goals is just to continue to positively impact the youth in the world of sports. And inspire them to continue on in sports from a rec perspective to their school, onto high school, and if they choose to go further into college and possibly professionals. So my job, you know, what I really want to do is just continue to grow sports and get sports out into the community, into schools, into the school district. So those are my goals that I'm currently working on towards now.
Well, Ferrari, we appreciate everything you're doing for our community and for the young ladies and the young boys, for that matter, down at the Jackie Robinson Family YMCA. I mean, the fruits of your labor are being enjoyed by us sports fans now as these youngsters, you know, grow up and start participating in high school, in college athletics, and now even in the pros, WNBA, wherever it may be. So many athletes from San Diego. And they're better than they've ever been before, because I think you get them started early and get them focused and on the right path. Thanks so much for your time. Nice meeting you. And anytime we can help you out, give us a call, and we'll talk about the Jackie Robinson YMCA and how we can help you. Let us know.
Thanks, Ferrari.
Thank you very much. Thank you all for your time.
Of course. Ferrari Funchess, the sports director of the Jackie Robinson Family YMCA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.